You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
This is MLB.com Extras, Cleveland Indians edition. I'm Anthony Kastrovitz, joined once again by Jordan Bastian here at the end of camp, and an Indians team that a lot of people are high on, frankly. Some people pegging them as a sleeper team, some of them pegging them as an outright favorite in the AL Central. A lot of that is tied up in the young rotation and really a nice middle of the order as well. JB, 85 wins last year. You've been around them all through spring camp. I guess the one major hiccup in spring camp is the Gavin Floyd injury situation. But overall, in your estimation, is this team better than last year?
Yeah, I think so. And I know it's, you know, you're looking at a team that's virtually unchanged. But I think it was maybe a more impressive managerial job by Terry Francona to get to that 85 win total last season than it was in the prior year to get to 92 wins and win the wild card. Last season, you know, he had a lot of health issues. There were trades of major players and just a lot of factors in the second half that led to a pretty formidable youth movement within the lineup down the stretch. At the same time, you had the development and solidification of a rotation that emerged as one of the best groups in baseball, led by Corey Kluber and Carlos Carrasco. So you had the pitching working, and then you had Francona just squeezing every last ounce of anything he could get from that offense, you know, and they came just short of the playoffs. So I think they're heading into this season with Brandon Moss in the middle of the lineup, which adds a little more of a threat. You've got, hopefully, a healthy Jason Kipnis. You've got a rotation that is pretty much the same group that they had in the second half last year. And you have health on your side right out of the gate. So, you know, in a vacuum right now, you know, barring the unpredictable or unforeseen, you know, I think as we enter this season, this group has the potential to be better, potentially a lot better than they were last year.
Yeah, I think the Brantley, Santana, Moss, Gomes grouping there in the middle, you know, for all the talk of this team being left-handed leaning, you know, you got a balanced group there and some good power, and I like that group a lot. I think that's kind of underrated. Who's just looking at the roster as a whole, though, who's the guy, I guess, you're most curious about, the kind of year he's going to have and the impact he could have on this team?
Kipnis. I think, again, I kind of go back to Kipnis. You look at what he did in 2013, and the type of offensive force he was. I mean, he was kind of the engine to that offense in 2013. And then last year, obviously, he dealt with the oblique, and that lingered all year. We no longer saw the thump to the opposite field. So it's whether we're going to get the 2013 version, whether we're going to get something in between what he did over the last 2 years, I think he is kind of going to be a big indicator of where this offense is going to go. I think you can kind of, you know what to expect from Michael Brantley. He's so consistent. You know, Santana, you know, is going to get on base and hit for some power. But I think Kipnis, especially if they're going to put him in the two-hole, I think he's very, very critically important to what this lineup's going to do.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it runs right at the middle, too. Michael Bourne in center field is another big curiosity point for me. You know, can he get it done from the leadoff spot, basically? Can he get on base frequently to set those guys up? So, all right, JB, we're going to have a little fun now, play a little over-under game. Corey Kluber coming off of a Cy Young season. I'm going to set it at 2.50 ERA. Does Corey Kluber go over or under that mark?
I'll take over. I think it's going to be extremely hard for him to replicate what he did last year.
I would agree. Yeah, that's a tough act to follow, and I think he'll still have a solid season, but I definitely think he set the bar high for himself. And speaking of a guy who did that, Michael Brantley had a huge jump in OPS last year, tied into his slugging percentage jumping last year. His OPS went from 728 to 890. I'm going to set it at 850. 850 OPS for Michael Brantley, over or under for Dr. Smooth.
Well, man, that's a push. You know, I'll take under, but not by much. I think he has such a high contact rate that you'll still see some doubles turn into home runs, but I think we may have seen the ceiling for his power.
Yeah, I think that's about right. I just love Michael Brantley's newfound aggressive approach. I'd like to see that in more guys. There's your pace of play right there. Just get guys swinging at more first pitches like Michael Brantley and making things happen.
There you go.
How about Trevor Bauer, who's a big X factor for the rotation, 4.0 ERA.
I'll go under. I think now that the mad scientist has had a whole season to study and analyze and use to his advantage and go into his labs all over the country and dissect his physics and all that stuff, and he's looked good this spring, not in terms of the back-to-back home runs and four triples and five at-bats, but in terms of pounding the strike zone and working on some specific things. I've been pretty impressed with his overall feel on the mound and in the clubhouse. He's kind of been great to cover this spring, and so I'll take the under there.
Another guy at next spring camp is Brandon Moss, the new acquisition for the Philly Order. 25 home runs as he aims for that corner bar there in right field. What's your gut feeling on Brandon Moss, 25 home runs, over or under?
25 home runs. You know, I'll go optimist here. I'll say over just because he's been averaging 25 around that for the last few years in Oakland, which suppresses power. So I'll take the over.
Okay. And last one, JB, Terry Francona, when you lock him up in a press conference setting with a question and see coming, you get an oh boy. How many oh boys for Terry Francona? 81. That would be an average of one every other game. How many oh boys in a press conference setting this season? Over, under 81.
You know, I'm going to take the over just because of the road factor, the road riders and broadcasters that come in there and don't know the way he likes questions asked. So I will take the over.
Okay, I think that's probably a safe bet. And hopefully the number of coaches that he gets is zero. Number of people calling him coach. He doesn't like that at all. I want to thank Jordan Bastian for joining us. Should be a fun season for the Indians and for the AL Central in general. Thank you all for tuning in. This has been MLB.com Extras, Cleveland Indians edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is now available. Watch over 250 spring training games and every regular season game live or on demand in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices, every night on every device. Visit MLB.tv for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply.